What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And there's an interesting little article. This came out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about how social media platforms engineer their interface to literally make the systems addictive to young people. And it's being called brain hijacking. And they may be violating child protection laws and consumer protection laws by employing these techniques. And, they're basically trying to tie being on social media with self-esteem. They're intentionally developed to be addictive. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I'm calling in regards to that Stu Peters guy. I mentioned him before on your show because, you know, I was listening to him and all that. It seemed pretty good. Unfortunately, I think there's a guy called Clay Clark or something like that who he's on the right-wing side, and he's supposedly like a church guy, and he's with Flynn and that, and he's been helping do events or whatever. And supposedly there was an event that happened just recently, and it was at a church, and supposedly there was like fog machines there or something. And after the event, one guy got really sick, and he thought that it was anthrax for some reason or whatever, and was trying to find a doctor. The point is that Stu Peters, he's confirming that because I guess he's somehow connected to that guy, Clay Clark, or something like that. And so he was saying that, he's like kind of like making an apology slash like not like he didn't know anything, you know what I mean, something like that statement. And in the statement, he's like, you know, well, if something like that was happening, I'm sure the CDC would have mentioned something. And it's like, wait a second. You're stating that the CDC, who we all know is on the far left, and we got evidence that they're giving jabs that are hurting people, and they're lying about that stuff and whatnot, and other things that they're obviously blatantly lying about, and they're being pretty tyrannical or whatever. You're gonna say that they're gonna tell us that the far right wing that they're supposedly obviously against, who aren't most likely vaccinated, and who are Trump supporters and all that, they let us know that they were being attacked or something like that. That doesn't really so. He kind of exposed himself there without meaning to when he said that. I don't know. I guess he was in a. It seemed like, if you look at the video, it was on BitChute earlier on News and Politics. Go to All, and then you just look at the videos, you'll find it. And he just seems like he was like people are calling him out or something hardcore, which I did read the comments, and they are. And so, and also Revolution Radio, there was a guy on there, Hijacker, who actually someone just mentioned the other day here on your show.
Yeah,
and the Hijacker guy is looking like he's a shill and whatnot, and that he's like an FBI informant type person and whatnot. And so he's looking really sketchy and all that. So it's looking like the people that I've noticed that on these networks and chat rooms and stuff, you obviously have these troll people that are acting like they're for the truth, but they're really not. And they're trying to be like, oh, you know, and they'll sometimes go with the host of the show or whatever. I'm not stating you. It's just the literal pattern that anyone paying attention will see. And they, like, side with the host, and then they say that the one person's wrong. And it's funny because, like, Revolution Radio, I was on their chat site the other week or whatever, and I'm chatting. And I'm not saying anything, like, derogatory. And I'm not, like, attacking anybody or anything. I'm just asking questions and stuff. And they wind up silencing me at one point. And then when I get back on, I was pretty pissed, and I started saying some stuff or whatever. And it was like, you know, last thing I said was like, you're stupid to the one guy. And then they kicked me off or whatever. And it's like, wait a second, you guys are supposedly for America and the freedom and all that. And if you're really for the Constitution at all, you're going to, without jury or anything, just kick me off because I'm asking questions and whatnot. You don't like it. And it's like, you guys aren't what you're repping at all. And that's all these networks are all going to be exposed. They're all being exposed. If you're really about freedom and all that, you're not going to shut anyone down, and you're not going to,
let me stop you right here. First of all, I want to back up here a little bit. Having worked in special effects, I know how those fog machines work. They use mineral oil, and anthrax is very anhydrous. If you try and put it in the mineral oil in the machine, it's just going to clump together and sink to the bottom of the tank. If you do breathe the fog too much, it can give you a slight case of the runs. So maybe that's what they were experiencing. Now, as far as freedom of speech, freedom of speech doesn't mean allowing anybody to come on and say anything they want if it isn't making any sense or if you know it to be factually incorrect. You know, we'll come out and we'll say, I think you're wrong, and this is why. Some people don't respond to that. They just keep on, you know, trying to push their point, push their agenda. And, you know, after a while, you get tired of that. And because radio time is limited, you know, we do have to let some people go. I don't like to ban callers to this show, but there have been some people who have been abusive enough to the point where I'm saying, you know, I don't need to deal with this. And I get emails saying, yeah, you were right to ban that person. They really were not making
sense. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that. Just because people are agreeing with you, you know what I mean? Because these people like to rub egos and stuff. Especially if, like, let's say you believe, because you're someone that seems pretty logical in that, so I'm not going to, like, doubt your judgment or anything for the most part.
Yeah.
But everyone can be biased. So my point is that they use that, and that's the way that they actually get you. Because they'll rub you the right way when really you might have been wrong. You see what I mean? So instead of doing what the friendly thing would do is correct you so you're on the right track. They'll rub you the right way in the wrong moment. You know what I mean? And they push you in the wrong. So
you know that's their style of doing the programming. I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh did it. Howard Stern does it. And you know, sometimes it makes for really good radio to sort of churn things up a little bit. Anyway, okay. Joshua, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go because our next caller is calling long distance, and I want to save his phone bill. James in Tokyo, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Ah, there you are.
This is Ben.
Yep.
Yeah, there I am. Hey, Mike, I really liked your call from the last guy, actually. I thought he was, like very, very, I just thought he was great, actually. But anyway, I want to talk to you about, like, I want to wish you and the lady Mary Claire a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
I'm going to start against it because when you were like a young man, you were in high school. Yeah, when you're a young man, you were like teaching kids about like how to be a racist, and I'm very against that.
Yeah, I know. Now they're saying that math is racist, and that's what I was teaching at the high school level. So, yeah, guilty as charged.
Yeah, it's math. It's math. I listened to your, like, a repeat of your show yesterday, and I was listening to Tom in Florida. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, it's like Beatle Eyes is having a bad time Chicago doing all this stuff. I don't think it's Beatle-wise. I think it's like a mongoloid, but anyway. So you're seeing like so many cities in America just like these high killing rates, yeah?
Yes, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, it's a real tragedy, Mike. To me, it feels like, it's going to sound racist, but to me, it feels like there's nobody more that feels like hating and killing black people more than black people.
Well, that's what these statistics are showing, and, you know, we have to be careful. You know, people will scream racist at things they don't want to hear. But in this case, the crime statistics do support that contention. The biggest threat to black people in the inner cities are other black people.
That's it. Hey, Mike, when in the 2000 like election, you know, like you were saying, okay, if it comes down to Hillary and Godzilla, I'm gonna I'm going to vote for the goddamn lizard. You know?
Yes.
I got to tell you something, Mike.
You're absolutely right. The lizard gets that lizard
is our national mascot. If you compare that monster, you know, like to our mascot, I think it's inappropriate, and you're racist.
It's definitely an insult to Godzilla. Yes.
Yeah. And what else do I want to say? That the election. Yeah, you keep going on about the election. Like it's the most boring thing. I think it is actually in America, but only in America. But I think like other places, it's like coming down the vaccines and the strikes. And that's funny.
Election fraud is not confined just to the United States. It is a problem that you know follows politics throughout history. But here in America, if we don't get honest, verifiable elections, then we, the people, have lost this country, and we really are in a deep state dictatorship. Anyway, James, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. I wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we're going to let you go so I can get back to some news. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And there's been a lot of talk about this proselytization of small children with the transgender ideology. And there was an interesting article that came out from WorldNet Daily basically talking about the chemical castration of children, because when you go through the medical process for gender transition, there's surgery, there's hormones, there's all kinds of chemicals. And they made a point of equating this to a gentleman named Alan Turing. Now, Alan Turing was a brilliant British mathematician and pioneer in what would eventually become computers. He is most famous for having built a machine that broke the German Enigma code, and he was an absolute brilliant man. However, he was also homosexual, and under the laws of Britain at the time, he was found guilty of 3 counts of gross indecency, contrary to Section 2 of the Criminal Laws Amendment Act of 1885, for having consensual sexual relations with another man, something that we recognize today is completely unnecessary and inappropriate. And in exchange for Turing pleading guilty, he agreed to be chemically castrated, and he was given injections of what is now called diethyl stilbestrol. It's a synthetic estrogen, this went on for an entire year, and it basically feminized him. It made him totally impotent. He actually started to grow breasts, and ultimately, it so wrecked his life that in 1951, at the age of 41, Turing committed suicide by cyanide poisoning. And are we going to start seeing the same thing with these kids who go through this gender transition and it doesn't work out for them? In fact, that's one of the big dark secrets of the transgender movement, is the number of people, the percentage of people who've gone through gender transition and had regrets afterwards because it didn't really work out for them. It didn't fix what was wrong with their life. All they did was add a new set of problems on top of their existing problems. And that's a real issue. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. You know, this is the second time in a week I've heard this guy calling about Hijacker. And apparently he doesn't know much at all about Hijacker. And you know what I find? People that are saying this guy's an FBI agent, this guy's this and that, it's very well themselves that are the ones who are that.
That's the fastest way to divert suspicion from yourself is to say, no, that guy over there, he's the FBI informant.
Yeah, I've heard them even say that about you, which, you know, I think is wild, but it's just as wild to say that.
FBI and I are not on good terms ever since they blacklisted me out of Hollywood over that Vince Foster affair. So, no, I am not friends with the FBI.
Yeah, that Foster will get you every time. But mm-hmm. Hijacker is a really, you should have him on the show. He calls different shows on RBN, but he himself, this is why I'm suspicious of this guy, mm-hmm. is Hijacker himself is a talk show host on Revolution Radio. And the guy apparently didn't even know that. So,
I had my misgivings about him, and, I was polite to him, and we heard him out, and I let him go. But, yeah, we get a lot of shills and plants calling the show and sending stuff to my website, basically trying to trip us up, make us look bad.
Yeah, or monitoring your emails or whatever. You know, I know that goes on probably with Elkins and a lot of these guys, too. But you've
yes.
always been a gracious host, Michael, and I thank you for that. And I just wanted to add that. I hope you and Claire have a great Christmas and have a good show.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, although I'll be wishing you all Happy New Year next week. Thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and I imagine we're probably not going to get too many callers today because everybody's already getting into the holiday spirit, and Claire's out in the kitchen cooking and, all that other stuff as well. And the other day, we had this story about how this school up in Washington, D.C., made third graders play act the Holocaust. One of the students was assigned the role of Adolf Hitler and had to pretend to commit suicide. Was very ugly. The staffer involved there has already been let go from the school. But this story has really outraged parents across the entire district. This is not appropriate for education for third graders. And again, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. Reading, writing, arithmetic, chemistry, arts, science, engineering, the things that actually make a society run. And, no drag queen story hour and LGBTQ and critical race theory. That's not going to build a strong nation into the future. Here in Indiana, I've talked to a lot of people who were unaware that critical race theory is being taught here in Indiana. I talked to some parents. They said, that nonsense wouldn't be here. Yeah, actually it is. Not in our immediate vicinity, thank goodness. But up in Indianapolis, a school district administrator has been fired over a video he tweeted in early November in which he revealed his district's woke social justice educational agenda. Now, the man's name was Tony Kinnett. He served as the science coordinator for Indianapolis Public Schools and said on Twitter he was fired for sharing that IPS recorded children in required racial justice sessions, not sending IPS the personal info of journalists Seitz Kendall and Andy Mark Miller, quoting Dr. Payne's racist comments to students, and sharing public files. And it's obvious this is retaliation from the fact that these charges are just kind of, taken off the shelf and cobbled together here. And Kinnett is now the owner and executive director of the Chalkboard Review. And he said, it's sad to see questions and concerns about transparency tossed aside to protect the horrific words and actions of staff in the district. So, yes, critical race theory is here in Indiana and probably coming to a neighborhood near you if it has not already been so. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem has issued a bill that will ban the teaching of critical race theory in her state's schools. And she said, our schools should teach our children our nation's true and honest history. They should teach about our successes in establishing a country that is a beacon of freedom to the world and our mistakes along the way. Our children should not, however, be taught the false and divisive message that they are responsible for the shortcomings of past generations and other members of our respective races. I wholeheartedly agree. I oppose this idea of collective guilt. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here we're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bruce in Texas, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
There you are. Okay, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, my earpiece just died. Maybe that's a premonition. I'll make it short.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Do you have a helmet of some kind?
What kind of helmet?
Well, like a gold football helmet, like an Easy Rider Jack Nicholson wore.
No, I don't have anything like that, no.
No, well, I'm riding my motorcycle to Indianapolis for the 500. I bought my ticket, and so I thought I'd stop by your place and pick you up, you know? You can ride on the...
thank you, but I want to stay away from Indianapolis. I appreciate the offer, but no thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, I'm just joshing you.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, yeah, this is the sports report here. You know, the NFL yesterday, I'm looking at CBS Sports. They reported 51 players.
Hello,
no, wait a minute. Yeah. Cole Beasley among more than 140 players on COVID list.
Yeah.
213 have tested positive. Okay. they singled out Cole Beasley in this thing because, oh, he's unvaccinated. Well, that's one out of the rest of these. So what does that tell you about the vaccine, you know?
They don't work. And they're not vaccines. They're experimental gene therapies.
Yeah, and they can't tell, you know, a COVID is actually, like, the common cold is also a virus. How can they differentiate between, this is cold and flu season?
Yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a sham. And it just goes on and on, man. I don't know. And so they don't let them play, you know, because they test positive, but they're all asymptomatic, you know.
Well, I don't know what test they're using on them. If it's that PCR, I mean, you know, even the CDC is starting to say the PCR test is unreliable.
Yeah, I don't know. I had it, so I guess I have lifetime immunity. Let's hope so, at least.
Yeah, that's
Have you noticed, talking about crime, the NFL has this new BLM-style promo where they show in Selma, Alabama, they have people talking, you know, the African-American community is over-policed and over-sentenced and this and that, and they have a guy in an orange jumpsuit doing some dance, you know, through town. And, you know, and then they cherry-pick, like, you know, I was sentenced to life in prison for stealing $28. But, you know, that's from that three strikes law. Remember that came out in the 80s? That was Bill Clinton's deal. Yeah. Yeah, but they're not talking about, you know, why, you know, why are they over-policed? why did they get arrested? They don't mention that. It's absurd. Tommy Florida can hit that harder than me, I guess. But, you know, it's just what do we do about this? Nothing, I guess. Can't do anything. And they're just going to keep shoving this down our throats, the BLM and the COVID. And one more thing. I remember back when homosexuals just asked for a chance to participate. Remember that? You know, just... So we want to come out of the closet, be ourselves, you know, well, and look where it's led us to. So, you know, I don't know. I think there was a mistake made along the way. You know, we want to be kind and opening to everybody, but, you know, I think you opened up Pandora's box there, you know.
Well, anytime you get any group within society who's feeling they're being oppressed, they demand equal treatment, and then all of a sudden they figure, well, let's instead go for a reversal of the previous order. And we've seen that with the black population. We saw it with the feminist movement, especially some of the abuses back in the 1990s. And, you know, we're seeing it now with the woke movement. And again, you know, I don't have a problem with people being gay, and as long as they're happy, there's not enough happiness in this world here. But I do think they should not be trying to recruit school children that are really too young to understand their own sexuality. This kind of stuff can just really confuse them.
I don't think they should be allowed to teach, be around children.
Well, I don't agree with you on that one. I mean, I have no problem with gay people teaching math and science and engineering and the rest of it. The vast majority of gay people are, you know, decent people. It's just these extremists out there who are pushing, for a drag queen story hour and the rest of it. And I do have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, we'll agree to disagree on that. I mean,
yeah, okay. Well, we're going to disagree here because we're at a commercial break. And, Bruce, I'm going to let you go. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Back with more calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. You were just talking about the LGBTQ crowd.
Yes.
You know, the problem is with those people is they're such a small minority that they're lonely. You know, they're pro-admission. You got to hand it to them. I mean, they're doing their best, Mike. They're
yes.
doing their best. You know? Jeez. The shame is they're working on the children, right? That's awful.
Yes.
Anyway, I sent you a little, I sent you an email from CBC. It seems that our federal government is starting up paying people to sit at home again.
Yeah.
We're locking down once again. And the dirty little secret is that this CERB, which was supposed to go to people that genuinely, you know, lost their jobs, you know, were laid off and all that, mm-hmm. it gave them $1,000 Canadian every 2 weeks. And unfortunately, a lot of people took advantage of it, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. that never should have had it, never should have taken it. It ballooned to $74 billion Canadian. Now, imagine that in the United States. That would have been a trillion. And over, way over half were people that were that had collected illegally. So what do? Well, they don't do anything, right? The government doesn't do anything about it. They just let it go. So when you file your income tax, you know, you, let's say, you know, you collected $16,000 illegally, you just got to pay a couple extra grand in income tax. It's better than being a drug dealer, Mike, because you don't have to start out with drugs to sell. You just collect it. This is ridiculous. Isn't inflation high enough? I mean, aren't the supply chains broken enough? Aren't people fat enough? Aren't people unhealthy enough? Aren't people lazy enough? Like, why? About six days ago, I started getting sick. And as you, I don't know whether you could tell or not, but I'm still, you know, in my head, I still have phlegm happening. I did go for a PCR test, and I tested positive.
Okay.
And that was Friday. I tested positive.
Okay.
So, I mean, and I haven't had any of these shots. Now this, I don't know whether the PCR test, I don't know whether they sent it anywhere else or not, but, you know, I figured I had it. And, like, this isn't that bad. And I'm in my 50s. So, you know, people get sick. I mean, it happens, right?
Yes.
What are we going to do? Are we going to continue this into perpetuity until the whole world is bankrupt? And then, you know, whoever holds the gold wins. I mean, I don't know. Is this what's going to happen? Is this the plan?
Well, you know, hearing about all this talk about a great reset, which will result with the bankers owning everything. What's that saying that they keep having? You will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yeah. Well, I think they start out, you'll have no privacy. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And hey, did you see that little chip the size of a piece of rice?
Yes.
They're talking about now. Like, that's insanity. Who in their right mind would want to do such a thing to themselves?
Okay.
I don't understand it. Like, this is right out of Aldous Huxley's book, A Brave New World.
Yes.
We have gone so far into the deep end, I don't think we can swim back. When I say we, I mean like the world. I don't think it's possible now. It's a shame. And this is Christmas time. I mean, things are supposed to be better, not worse. Or as a friend of mine said, worser.
Yeah. Definitely.
<You know? laughs> Oh man. Anyway, I haven't called in a while and I figured I'd call in. Let everybody know it's not that bad, you know. I've been taking vitamin D for years every morning, you know, and every morning I drink orange juice, and a lot of the mornings what I'll do is I'll juice a grapefruit, because grapefruit naturally lowers people's cholesterol. Actually, people that are taking what are those cholesterol pills called? There's a name for them. Anyway, they're not supposed to eat grapefruit because it messes with their medication. Anyway, you know, I've been doing this for years and years and years. So a lot of the problem is people just aren't healthy. And it's not just in the United States.
Yeah, and a lot
it's up
of that has
well.
To do with our modern lifestyle, chemicals in the food. You know, we didn't evolve to live the life that we're living now. And,
chemical drinks, pop.
Yep.
It's chemically flavored water. And of course, you know, like the chemical foods. I mean, anything in a bag, any kind of prepared food in a bag or a box cannot be healthy for you. I don't care what it is. Even these, what are those burgers called? Beyond Meat or something like that, Mike?
Yeah, the synthetic plant-based meat.
Oh, they're so processed.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's not food. You know, if it has more than four or five ingredients, don't eat it. It's that simple, you know.
Well, my philosophy is reading the list of ingredients. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your mouth.
Exactly. I mean, that's just common sense, if anything else, right? If nothing else, it's just common sense. I appreciate your time, Mike.
All right.
If I don't call in before Christmas, I wish you and Claire a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you for the call.
We're going to go to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I hope I have a better reception this time around. I might have to agree with your last caller. We may not be able to return back. We may have gone too far.
I think we're headed for a collapse.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hey, talking about the health issue there, what he was talking about, you know, the health regimen he takes, he's absolutely correct. The citric in some of the fruits definitely interfere. They nullify the statin drugs, and they also interfere with the anticoagulation therapy like Coumadin. So mm-hmm. you got to be careful and find out, your dosage, what you're taking. It may nullify it, or you may actually have to take a little higher dose on the Coumadin for blood thinners, like
yes.
warfarin. But you need to check with your physician on that. But I've seen some studies on that. I'm trying to remember them, go back. But definitely citric and interferes with statin and interferes with the anticoagulation medications. I just want to give you guys an update. You and I talked earlier, at least on text. My mother has a friend, 80-year-old friend, who just had her 80th birthday. It will probably be her last birthday. She took the COVID shot. I'm not sure which one yet. She couldn't figure out. She couldn't tell me which one it was, my mother. But she'd taken a COVID shot in June. She took her second one 3 weeks ago. She took another one 6 weeks after the first and took her booster 3 weeks ago. And she is she declined in her health right immediately the first week after the first shot. Second shot got worse, and this booster is has put her over the edge where she's declining very, very fast. Neurologically, physically, she's unable to walk now, and she was walking just fine before she ever took the first shot. Now, for some reason, she can't walk very well, at least with a walker now. She's declining very, very fast. And that it's interesting that these are the same people. She's reluctant to say, oh, yes, it's the shot, must be the shot. My mother's telling her, you took the shots and you were fine before. Now you're taking the shots and things are getting worse. She's reluctant to agree that this is probably what's happening.
Yeah.
But she's actually the kind of individual that goes to the grocery store, used to, when she could shop, and turn over labels and read the labels, was concerned about what was in the item she was going to buy, because it was going to go in her body. But for some reason, people like her are not concerned about what's coming through that needle. And again, this is messenger RNA. This is very experimental.
Yes.
Never been done before. Very bad outcome for the animal trial studies, which should have never gone to human trial studies because they violated their own safety protocol, which I'm surprised that nobody really talks about that, Mike. They violated their own built-in safety protocols, and they were not supposed to move on to human studies trials until they had some success in the animal studies. But for some reason, nobody ever brings that up.
Yeah. Well,
nobody brings that
one
up.
Of the problems in our culture is that most people look on doctors and the medical industry as a whole as being angels here on Earth, and that's a message that's constantly being reinforced in TV shows and movies. And people do need to be more skeptical about modern medicine, especially when you look at all the many failures that they have had, going back to, well, thalidomide is a good example there. And, doctors are just people. The pharmaceutical companies are not run by moral people concerned with your health. I mean, look at Purdue Pharmaceuticals and the Sackler family. They got rich deliberately addicting American patients to opioids.
Right. Well, something else to consider, the lab coat. People think, oh, you got the white lab coat, you pass the boards, you're a good doctor. Well, there's all kinds of doctors. I've seen the best and I've seen some of the worst. And usually, eventually, the worst are weeded out and they're pushed out through the legal system because they get sued, and they finally get dropped from a hospital. And maybe they open a clinic or something after that. But, just because they're wearing a white lab coat doesn't mean they're intelligent. My butcher at Winn-Dixie wears a white lab coat, and I trust him to cut my meat up, but I don't trust him medically. So think about that one.
Yeah, well, the white laboratory coat is the modern version of the priest's robes. Both institutions run on the belief of the masses to succeed.
And I have to agree with you before I leave. If you can't pronounce it, it probably shouldn't go in your body. And one other thing, if it's got a shelf life of 3 years, it's probably got a lot of additives. You don't want it also.
Yes.
That's it for me, Mike. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And let's see. Mike, if you're back in the control room, I'd like to go to Eric in Alberta. And Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you. Wonderful. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you. I don't know if anybody knows, but commercial travel going across the Canadian border has been exempt from the murder shots, from the mandates, because we're deemed essential. And come January 15th, all of that is going to change. We will be required to get the one of the COVID shots, be fully vaccinated before January 15th, before being able to cross into the U.S. or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just called to tell you that. Just let everybody know, hey, it's a controlled demolition what they're doing to the United States and to Canada, you know, basically Western countries and cultures, with the Southern invasion, with the murder shots, with all the crime in the cities. And I think it's a good idea if everybody gets the Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Oh, yeah, definitely should be required reading in the schools.
It should be, but, you know, that would be contrary to their narrative. I mean, they don't want people to know what's going to happen, because what he wrote about is exactly what happened after you know, the Soviets took over after the Bolshevik Revolution. And that's what we're under right now, is a Bolshevik-style revolution. And people need to know what's going on. People don't know why these district attorneys are letting crime run roughshod over their communities and whatnot. And if they read the Gulag Archipelago, they would have a better understanding of what is going on. What's going to happen?
Oh, by the way, it's pronounced archipelago.
Archipelago, yeah. Archipelago, sorry.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Yeah, Gulag Archipelago. All right. But, yeah, I highly recommend that, because what we're going through right now is the Soviet-style collapse. Well, we're going to – it's a controlled demolition of our society into a Soviet-style dictatorship is what's going on.
And, yes.
So that's basically all I had and all I wanted to say. And
okay, well – thank you very much for the call. My understanding is that cross-border commerce, that exemption may be lifted in the near future, and shipping companies and truckers are already up in arms about that one. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Merry Christmas. Dave, I'll talk to you before that. Hey to you and your wife, okay?
Okay, thank you. Same to you.
You and Claire, I'm sorry. Anyway, what I wanted to say is about Trump with his now supporting this vaccine, and now the demented imposter came out yesterday actually praising Trump on this. Folks, understand something. We're all, you know, one thing to be for America. I'm for America first. I'm a populist. I'm against the globalists. I'm a nationalist as far as, you know, looking, you know, taking care of our country and not worrying about the rest of the world. But for crying out loud, you can do better than this, okay? We can do better than this. This guy from the get-go is not a real populist. He's a Manhattan millionaire, a multi-billionaire. I'm sorry, he's a Manhattan multi-billionaire. I did support him, and obviously I voted for him against Biden. You know, I'd have voted for Stalin. If Stalin would have voted, ran against Biden. I would have voted for El Chapo against Biden. All right?
But well, I would have voted for Claire if Claire had run against Biden, just for the record.
I would, you know, and I did support Trump against Hillary, of course, because I read, you know, and there are certain things he did that was good. I'm not going to say. You know, I'm glad he canceled the climate accord agreement and other things. But when push came to shove, he always was showed that he was weak. And when he wanted to pull out of Syria, they stepped on him immediately, and he changed. He didn't want.
Basically, we're almost at a commercial break here. Basically, the swamp proved tougher than Trump is what it came down to. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for some commercials. Back with another phone call. And Mike in our control room also has an announcement. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk.
Back to our show, last segment on today's program, and we're going to go. Mike in the control room has an announcement, so Mike, take it away.
Yeah, really quick. We are able to accept credit cards now over the phone, so anybody that would like to call in and have that taken care of, we've got that. We may have an announcement about our PayPal account in the future. I'll hold off on that, and I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and don't forget the front site. I'll have that posted as the top two stories. Got a couple of announcements about some deals with that, but That's it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
we really appreciate
you,
everybody's
Mike.
Support. It's
yeah,
been a big help.
Everybody, thank you for keeping RBN going through this difficult time. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Melly Kalicki Maka. Anyways, a few things.
Yes.
I want to touch on the fact that you really didn't talk about the big arrest of Dr. Charles Lieber, the gentleman over the beginning of the new year who was caught on a plane with vials of from Harvard University. That Harvard professor was arrested and sentenced and all that stuff today. And it's very important that everybody researches this man, dude, because some of his patented inventions have things to do with mRNA and nanotech and, pico level energy consumption where basically it's the precursor, dude, to you plugging into Skynet.
Okay.
So it's very important. Dr. Charles Lieber. Two, I wanted to say that I agree wholeheartedly with Bruce in Texas. I want to say first by saying, you know, that I was a gay rights advocate, you know, in the beginning, but then, you know, once they became like a protective class, what was just an inch, you know, giving them an inch, you know, to have them, you know, accepted in society and things like that, they took us to the equator.
Yes.
And inside the LGBT, it, you know, hides, you know, the pedophile rape agenda. And, you know, and I look at, you know, I'm sorry, I hate to say this, dude, but I look at gay men as a threat to all men because, you know, first and foremost, it's because of our relations with women where women, you know, started to feel sorry for them and allow them, you know, more power and precedence because, you know, basically, you know, they'll listen, you know, and guilt us to death, you know, as, you know, the female species usually does. And it didn't work while I was in the military.
Yes.
It didn't, you know. You know, we give them an inch, they take us to the equator. You know, I can't effectively manage, you know, as a masculine man in society because, you know, they're threatened by me because of my tone of my voice, you know, masculine dress, you know, our work, you know, was sit there, tell us to soften our appearances and things like that. And it's just basically a threat to all men. So, you know, therefore,
well,
you know, I agree with Bruce.
It's not a threat to me because I refuse to let anybody tell me how to dress, except, of course, Claire. And, you know, I don't see them as that much of a threat to adult men, but definitely I see them as a threat to children in our schools here. And that's a real problem.
Sorry you feel that way, Michael.
Okay, well, anyway, got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. I apologize to those people still waiting on hold. Try and call back in on Monday. Remember, we're taking the next 2 days off. And call back in on Monday. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Richard Carey is taking the microphone along with some co-hosts. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. It is very important. Have a Merry Christmas, a safe Christmas. We'll be back live on Monday. Aloha, America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.